Support for OMFG comes from Third Love, the lingerie brand using real women's measurements to design better-fitting bras. Did you know that 80% of women are wearing the wrong-sized bra? With Third Love, it takes just 30 seconds to answer a few questions to find the perfect-fitting bra for you, all from the comfort of your home. Third Love stands behind their products so much that our listeners can try one for free for 30 days. You pay up front for shipping and returns, and exchanges are always free and easy. I am obsessed with my Third Love bra, must say. Very comfortable wearing it as we speak. Visit thirdlove.com/OMFG to get started.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
Hey,
hi you.
Hey you.
How's it going?
Feeling good, feeling good.
Great.
Great day.
Mm-hmm. You have no idea. This feels like, it's like when you're planning your wedding and you finally have your wedding, like your actual wedding day, that is like today. Because I have been stalking our guest since 2014.
Damn, girl.
Yeah, that's correct. And today we're getting married.
Well, thank God.
Yes.
You are making honest woman of you with this belly here, ready to go. Right in the nick of time.
Well, she's marrying both of us. So.
Oh, great. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, even better. Yeah, I remember I was watching Last Comic Standing. I think the only season I had watched it.
Yep.
I was watching for, obviously, Norm, who asked me out on a date once upon a time. Norm MacDonald.
Yep.
And Roseanne.
And Roseanne.
I mean, I needed.
Who's not going to watch for Roseanne?
To see what the hell these two are up to. And, like, poor Keenan Ivory Wayans is just, you know.
A delight.
He's a delighty. He's not going to cause any trouble, you know, but he's a sane human being on this planet who has, like, a sense of self.
That's correct.
Anyway, I remember seeing this young, I think probably one of the youngest, I have to imagine, comics on Last Comic Standing, Taylor Tomlinson. And I thought she was so funny. And I think I mentioned it and you were like, oh, girl, I'm already on it.
Yep.
In 2014. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Or you maybe even hit her up before Last Comic Standing.
It was before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here we're, it's all happening now.
Yeah. So today's the day.
I'm excited.
Today is our day.
Blessings.
That's our wedding song.
She's going to bring us some things.
Tell me.
In addition to being, you know,
the coolest.
A comic.
Yeah.
Cool. Happening. Funny.
Leather jacket wearing.
That's right. She, you know what? Actually, before we get into what she's going to do, why don't we play a clip of her stand-up just to get everybody acquainted and or reacquainted.
And this is from Adam Devine's house party.
Here we go.
I ignore red flags. Like, my last boyfriend and I broke up because he used to do this really weird thing where he would tell me when other women hit on him. Like, he'd go out of his way to be like, oh, babe, I just want to let you know, girl at Starbucks gave me your number. I'm like, what do you want me to say to that, dude? Do you want me to fist bump you? Like, nice, bro. Get it. Like, what? Do you want me to turn into Batman? Like, where is she? He's like, no, I love you. That's why I'm telling you this, because I want to be honest with you. I'm like, no, you're not. You're telling me this because you want me to know that you turned down the option of other people today. You want points for not cheating on me. Yeah. Like, I'm supposed to swoon or something. Like, oh my God, B. You honored the most basic term of our agreement?
So funny.
So good.
Oh my God, she's so funny. Yeah, so I think she, you know, that is Adam Devine's house party.
Yeah.
We've had some guests come through, but I bet you if I ask my friends, maybe not from LA, but my friends from home, who's Adam Devine? They would have no clue.
Really?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Absolutely not.
Even after Modern Family?
I don't know. But I don't think they would be able to come up with Like, they may, once I said Modern Family, and then they may be able to come up with who it is.
The Manny. Got it.
Right. But they wouldn't have the name. Got just it. Like we have a lot of youths.
Who don't know shit.
Who don't know shit.
Yeah. About many celebrities. You know. Of our era.
Right. So, I mean, I think that's kind of interesting, and maybe we can chat about that.
Right.
And she is also going to kind of get into the topic of why everything has to be so temporary right now in terms of content.
God bless.
You know, like, everything goes bye-bye in 24 hours.
8 seconds.
It's quick, and it's going away.
Yeah.
That's basically...
I'm in. I'm ready.
So we need to kind of unpack those things.
Let's bring her in here.
Okay, great. OMFG!
We're here with Taylor.
Hello.
Hi, Taylor.
So excited to finally be here. This is so exciting.
Thank you so much for not standing us up on our wedding day.
Oh, my gosh. I've been looking forward to it. My whole life has been leading up to this.
I like that.
Thank you. We have been thirsty for your ass.
No, I'm so glad it worked out. I mean, yeah, we've been exchanging emails like every few months for the last like 2 years, to the point where when I saw you in the hall, you were like, oh, by the way, I'm pregnant. As like, hey, stuff's changed since we met online. I was almost like, wait, is it mine? Like, it was,
wait, is it?
We have such history.
Now, has this long engagement been based on you working so much, or is this how you like to kind of keep people on their toes?
I mean, you know, I'm a busy gal. I'm a career woman.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Like, I'm on a lot of Southwest flights. I don't have a bunch of time to be impregnating people.
I gotcha.
So,
are you touring all the time, or whatever
it
is?
Yeah, it varies. I mean, I'm probably not in LA as much as I should be because I like being on the road or in other places more just to, you know, I just want to do stand-up is the thing. Like, you're supposed to want to get a sitcom or be in movies, and I just don't really want to do those things. Like, I'm working on a couple things, and hopefully those turn into projects that I'll have more creative control over. But in terms of, like, going on auditions and stuff.
No, thank you.
No, for the most part, when, like, my reps send me auditions, I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to get that because just that's for a homecoming queen in Wisconsin who came here on a bus and has stars in her eyes. Like, that's not for me. I'm not going to get that.
I don't know. I mean, you're so cute.
You are.
You're very sweet.
And you're only 23, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of 23-year-old girls on the road doing stand-up?
I don't think there's a ton.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. I don't think there's a lot, but maybe for good reason. I don't know. I'm a child. I don't know anything.
Do you feel like that, though, when you're touring around?
Do I feel like a child?
Yeah. Do you feel like because you are much younger than probably a lot of people you're performing with.
Right.
Does it often feel like you're like, okay, I'm much younger than these guys?
Sometimes, not so much anymore. I started when I was 16.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Yeah. So, I mean, I felt really young for a long time. The fact that now, like, I can vote and, like, rent a car and stuff. I'm like, I could drink if I wanted, everybody. Like, I feel sort of more on the same, like, adulthood level.
Right.
But when I was younger, yeah, I was really aware of it and very, like, conscious of, like, trying to come off very confident, like, right away.
Right.
Because I feel like when you're so young, I mean, people get nervous for you anyway on stage because it's such a scary thing to do. But then when you're super, super young, right off the bat, people are like, ooh, you're going to crash and burn maybe. And so if you show any sign of weakness, they could spend your whole set just, like, being uncomfortable as opposed to laughing. So I feel like in being younger and a lot of the other, like, young comics I see, like, you almost have to have a little bit more bravado just to, like, sell yourself up front.
Because
when I see a 23-year-old doing anything, I'm like, come on.
Right.
What do you know?
What do you know? Take a class.
I like that your family is, like, so on to you, like, and your antics. Because I saw this great Instagram where you said you were texting your sister and you said, what was that slang word you used the other day? And I was like, what the fuck? And she said, oh my God, I don't know. Stop writing a bit about me.
That was you, because you guys were like, do you have any like terms? And she had said like said something about like, oh, you're being so extra right now a couple weeks ago. And I was like, I have no idea. What does that even mean? And so I texted her about it. I was like, oh, what was that thing? Because I need to know. And she was just like, no, I know you're using this for comedy.
Mm-hmm. Get off me.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
You know, text me about later. Something important. Yeah. She That's was not, so not into it.
Look.
Well, so if you've been doing it since 16, I'm sure she's made her way
oh, yeah.
into some nasty jokes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's been in there for sure.
How did you get started at 16?
I took a class with my dad at a church.
Man. Oh, my God. At a church.
It's in, like, the basement. Lamest story. It was in, like, a classroom. Yeah. It's not a cool rock star right. story. It's not even, like... It's not even like, oh, I just went to open mics and I just grinded and learned. It was like, hey, my dad wanted to take this class because I was going to graduate soon. And I was like, I have too much homework. But then he convinced me. And yeah, and it just kind of, it all started happening from there. But that was the first thing. It kind of got the ball rolling.
Dad knew.
He did. He knew.
Did he know?
I don't think he did. I think he thought he was funnier than me and that I could write jokes for him. That's what I think.
Look, you got to use your assets.
Exactly.
You know?
And yeah. sometimes your assets are the people you made.
Exactly.
So. But yeah, then the class ended and he went back to real estate and making money and I did this.
Making money?
I mean, eventually.
Okay,
but
good.
Yeah, I mean... But yeah, when I wanted to like drop out of college, it was like, well, Dad, you did this.
Right. So
you
right,
drove me you. To this class. Yeah.
That's kind of great.
I know, isn't it?
He has to support your choices
he
here.
He does. Otherwise, he's wrong.
That's right, right, right.
It's a win-win situation.
How old were you when you got on Last Comic Standing?
I was 21.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah.
So you were probably the youngest.
That's like ever been? I think...
Eliza someone, Dushkin?
She wasn't, I don't know that she was younger. I'm trying to think on my season. Sierra Coteau, I think might either be my age or like 6 months younger okay. than me. I'm not really sure.
We don't do 6 months at our age. We don't. We don't count.
But she was, yeah, but she yeah. was on, like the first round. I think of that season. So okay. I don't know that I was the youngest, but yeah, I was one of the youngest. And I'm sure it was part of why I went so far is just like, look how young you are. It's like when a young person's like good at anything remotely, it's like, look at this dog skateboard. Like, you know what I mean? That's how yeah. I sort of feel about it.
But you know, Roseanne also liked you.
She really liked you.
Yeah, 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 Roseanne you. Was cool. Yeah. But then, you know. It's TV, so do you ever really know? Because we didn't get to talk to them, like, off screen.
Not at all. That's what I wanted
to know.
Not
even a little bit. No.
It's probably not allowed, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But some of them knew, like, people who had been doing it for years and years who were, like, real professional comics. Like, they, you know, I had, like, just quit school and just quit my job to do it full time. And everybody else has been doing it for, like, years and years. And they were like, oh, hey, Norm, we've performed together. Like, so I... You know, I didn't have any history with any of the judges, but other people did. And I don't know if that was part of why you like couldn't talk to them or whatever, but I don't know. Yeah, we weren't allowed to talk to them. So whenever people are like, what are they like? Did they help you? I was like, everything you saw on TV was all the interaction I had.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a clip today just to refresh my mind. And you receiving critique from Norm made me laugh so hard. The look on your face, you were just like braced, mouth open, just attempting to sift through whatever journey of words he was taking you on. I mean, he was
so
making
so many words, no sense.
No sense. No sense. He was it was a golf analogy.
Yes.
And,
oh, when they voted me off.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a little weird. I wasn't expecting to go through, so I wasn't like shocked when they were like, you're not as good as him. I'm like, yeah, he's been doing it for like 10 years. Of course right. I'm not. Michael's amazing. But yeah, the analogy was I think the analogy I haven't watched it, so I don't really remember that well, but from what I remember, it was like something to the effect of like, this is why some people are better at golf, or when you get to this level of golf,
right.
you can see the difference in technique or
exactly.
something like that.
It was a strange analogy. And
so, and Jeselnik didn't even, he was like, excuse me?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What's happening?
Would it impress you to know that Norm Macdonald asked me out on a date? Or
I'm very impressed. Okay. When was that? What happened?
Nothing. We didn't go out. It was...
You were not into it?
Well, I would have been, but he wanted me to come to his apartment. So I was like, I'm good.
Was that the date? Like, that was... Come to my apartment?
Yeah, that seemed like the long and the short of the date. So a date may be not exactly the right word, but nothing happened. We met at a yogurt shop.
Oh, really?
Frozen yogurt.
Just randomly?
Yeah. He was with Kato Kaelin. It was a very long time ago.
Was it like, I mean, okay, was it long enough ago, though, where he probably had like a really nice apartment and part of you was like, I should go see the apartment at least?
No, I didn't want to see the apartment.
But yes, it was probably okay. In a nice
But it, you know, era. He was super cute. What I saw on TV for The Last Comic Standing is a different version of him than I had caught.
Oh, okay.
Like 15 years ago or whatever.
Did part of you watch it to like make sure you hadn't made a mistake?
I just wanted to see what was doing. Yeah.
Okay.
I also think he's really funny. I'll listen to him whenever he's on a show or whatever. Listen, usually like Howard Stern or something like that. I'm not looking, I'm listening. Mm-hmm. So it was like, what's doing over there? And I think he's funny. But I was all set when I saw him. I was like, I'm good.
I was all set. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Real harsh. Oof,
ice cold.
I mean, truth.
Like the frozen yogurt.
Oh, there we go.
Adam Devine.
Let's talk about him.
Let's just talk about him. You did his show.
I did.
Now, what is that show?
So Adam Devine's House Party is a show on Comedy Central where the whole like premise of each episode is like, Adam Devine is having a big party and he invited like 3 stand-up comedians to perform at said party. And then like throughout the episode, they show clips of the stand-up sets and like little sketches that you acted in.
Right.
You know, all the comics acted in. So there's like a storyline around like the sketches or whatever. And then, you know, but it's like a vehicle for stand-up comics to do a set and get seen. And so I think the first 2 seasons... where like one was actually at a house and like the second one was like in New Orleans and then our season was in Hawaii. So it was like he was having a big party in Hawaii. So like our sketches were like, you know, we filmed on like the beach and then we filmed in like the hotel and like all that kind of stuff at the resort. Mm-hmm.
And do you feel like that's a big show for your generation?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
A lot. I think it's on at like midnight on Comedy Central. I remember it airing at like midnight. And I know people have seen it, but a lot of most people I talk to are like, oh, I don't think I've ever watched that.
Okay.
Just like in general. But then I don't know because I feel like LA people watch so much more than like the rest of the country does.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause like there are shows that I think are really popular, and then I go anywhere else, and people are like, no one watches that at all.
Like
you know
what?
I mean? I don't know. Well, a good example, when I was texting my sister about this podcast, and I was like, I have to come up with young things, and she was like, I don't know, do those like crazy ex-girlfriend posts people do? And I was like, oh, like the show. And she's like, what? I don't know what that show is. And I was like,
stop.
Oh, I thought that show was super popular. And she's like 18, and she's like she knows most of the popular things.
Do you think this is just because, like, kids really aren't watching TV anymore?
I don't know. I don't know if they're not watching TV or I don't know if they're just only watching specific things or, like, just reality shows are more accessible. I'm not really sure. That's the thing. I feel, like, very out of touch in that I'm not very good at being a youth.
And then you're great at it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then second, just, like, living in LA, you're so much more clued in to what's happening, like,
yeah,
it with like the hottest new shows and stuff,
absolutely,
than like everyone else. Like, because what's like a popular show for the rest of the country? Like Big Bang Theory and like The Middle. And yes. And nobody here really watches that, but you know, the rest of the country, you're like, even like Game of Thrones, I feel like that's super popular, but in like the middle of the country, there's plenty of people who are just like, I've never seen that in my life. Right?
So bizarre.
Right. Like maybe they're just watching what's on, you know, your basic, like,
yeah, I
don't regular
know.
Cable more, but any regular TV.
Yeah.
But I do think everyone is watching This Is Us.
Oh, I think so too.
In the middle.
Great. I agree. Yeah. This Is Us is a great show.
I haven't watched it, but it's really good. The most popular. Everyone is like losing their minds over it.
It's probably one of like the best pilots I've ever seen. It's so good.
Yeah, I saw several episodes on a plane and I was blown away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a television, so I don't always get to – like, I'm on Hulu, I'm in mm-hmm. Netflix, but, like, I'll just lose track of things, you mm-hmm. know? But I'm sure I would watch it because it was amazing.
You're yeah. such a youthy cord cutter.
I know. Thank you. This show is done right by me. Yeah. My husband is, at this point, he's had it. With no TV.
He's
like,
ready.
We're
well,
like.
Sports.
Right.
It would be hard. He's a sports fan. I didn't.
But
just,
isn't,
I'm not just throwing
sports on like
sports.
Hulu and stuff?
Not in real time. Like, oh. you can't catch oh, the yeah. Super Bowl on Hulu. You know what I mean?
I feel like you can watch it somewhere online in real time.
Probably streaming.
Right?
But then
you're hunting it down. Like, it's nice true. To be able yeah. to turn on a telly and
yeah.
see what's going on. You know? I mean, I get it. Like, I do get it. And I feel like I have a bunch of different apps at this point where I'm gathering television, and I would like it to
just be in one,
be
spot.
In one spot. Yeah. Look,
well, if you do the Fire Stick thing, then you have like Netflix and HBO Now and Hulu, and everything's on the same.
I do have it's a Fire it. Stick.
Okay. Yeah.
I think. I have something that someone gave me that's in my drawer.
We're off to a great start.
So what is a Fire Stick?
It's like a USB thing that like plugs into your TV.
But I don't.
Screen.
That
like
part
your
I
actual,
don't have. Okay, you don't, so I have to get a TV
That's
screen.
All. You don't have the TV screen.
No.
Yeah, you need like an actual TV. Okay. And then it like, the USB goes
with,
in.
With
and
the
then
Wi-Fi.
It's really, yeah, with the Wi-Fi. Yeah. And it's super easy to connect.
Oh.
Yeah.
Connect to what?
Connect to Wi-Fi. And then once it's connected to Wi-Fi, like your apps pops up and then you can download like. HBO.
Oh, so it's
and
like an
Netflix.
Apple TV.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got yeah. it.
I don't know. It's so endearing to me because she's so tech savvy. Like uh-huh. Deanna is very, very tech savvy. It is so
in pockets.
Endearing to yeah. me when she doesn't know something. I'm like, oh, connect to what? That's my favorite question of the day.
I thought I was connecting to like bootleg cable for a second.
Oh no, my God.
That's no. not. I was well, like, let me get
and
it.
And there's so many different like words for everything that it gets so right. confusing. You're like, oh, it's Apple TV. It's like, yeah, exactly. But yeah. it's called something completely
Fire.
Different.
Exactly. I don't have a Fire Stick. I have okay. something else in my drawer, which I'd like to bring in, and maybe we can have a youth tell me what to do. Maybe I can get something about off of it.
But you need a screen first.
I see. No yeah. matter what's in that drawer. Yeah, we're pretty certain I need a screen.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you can hook it up to your computer.
I don't,
but
well,
I don't think there's any point. Exactly. Yeah. yeah.
Right. You're just doing the same.
Yeah.
yeah right. That would all be right there.
Yeah. So, you're already connected.
I
on
see.
The
Maybe we could do an episode from your house as we hook it up.
That would be fun, exciting,
right?
That'd be really fun.
I'm in.
Well, should we take a quick break?
Let's do it.
Do you love books but find that you never have enough time to read them? With Audible, get Audible books and listen to those books you've been meaning to read on the go. The app is free and works with iPad, Android, and Windows phones. You can also download and listen on your Kindle Fire and over 500 MP3 players. Audible also has a great listen guarantee. If you decide you don't like the books you choose, no worries. You can exchange any book you aren't happy for another title anytime, no questions asked. Resolving to cook more? Let the sauce simmer while the plot thickens. You can't make more time, but you can make the most of it. So turn your chores or workout, travel into something more with the free trial at Audible. Go to audible.com/OMFG to start now. OMFG! And we are back with Taylor Tomlinson. Right, Emily?
That's correct, Deanna.
Okay, great. we used our names.
We are going to fire off some questions at you.
Oh, okay.
And we just want you to just answer.
Okay.
Don't hold back, okay?
Okay. Are these like personal questions or are these going to test my knowledge of something?
Super personal.
Super personal.
Okay, all
this
right.
This is just
great.
To get to know you a little bit.
Okay, okay.
What's the last thing you ate today?
The last thing I ate today was dried mango.
Disgusting.
And then we're going to bully you.
What was your first piece of technology?
Oh. Probably a Nintendo.
Okay.
I feel like, yeah, probably before I was maybe that was around the same time, like I was just on a regular big computer. Mm-hmm. I don't remember using a computer for anything significant until I was like in third grade. And it was just to like play the Powerpuff Girls computer game.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Nintendo feels very in line with us. Like, I feel like people had Nintendo when I know it's probably a different Nintendo.
I was going to say, she wasn't playing like Duck Hunt.
Okay, cool.
No, no, there wasn't Duck Hunt.
Okay, dick pics, yay or nay?
Nay.
Okay.
Oh, is totally anyone odd. Yay?
I think so.
I think a lot of people are yay.
That's so strange to me. Are all those people guys?
No.
Some women are like, yeah.
Well, and women are sending their own
parts.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I get, yeah. But.
Does that mean you're
but
sending?
She doesn't have to, no.
Oh, okay.
But she doesn't have to receive. I get that there's like a lot more people in line, but I just would be afraid that that would end up somewhere on the internet. But my parts aren't significant enough.
What do you mean
to
by
end
that?
Up? Like, I'm not like, I don't have like Jennifer Lawrence's
titas.
Yes.
You're talking about the toddies.
Just anything, any sexual pieces.
Right, your pieces.
My
would
pieces
not make,
would not make the cut for like hackers
I
to get to.
Sell yourself short there.
Mm.
I think the pieces. Look, they're going to travel no matter
they're
what.
They're going to travel?
No matter who. This is true. So I think, first of all, I am giving you a lot of credit because you're very smart with that answer.
Thank you.
In saying that you're afraid of that because you should be.
Yes. Right. More people your age should be afraid of that.
You all should be afraid of it. That being said, never put your face in it. Always take them in hotel rooms.
Exactly.
That's
the last part is a pro tip.
Yeah, because, hey, you never... People can figure out based on stuff in your room.
Be figuring out a lot of things. Mm-hmm. My favorite Instagram posts or whatever they are like, I don't know if they're memes or posts, but whenever I come across them, the girl who's taking the sexy shot,
mm-hmm.
but she's in the bathroom and there's like shit in the bowl.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Those are my favorite.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like it was so thought out, but not quite.
You're like judging the surroundings, the squalor she's living in.
Well, it's like... Flush the bowl.
Yeah.
Like, take a nice hard look at the pic before you shoot it off.
Right.
You know, and let's just investigate a couple of things before we send it out to the people.
There's poop in there.
There's poop in the pic.
Okay, so just to...
But that could be a fetish thing for some people. We don't know.
That's true. She's forgetful.
Like yes. The forgetful
she's
fetish.
She's forgetful and regular. Like, I don't know.
What is your favorite meme?
I'm not really into memes. Mm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
good. You're, I'm already feeling like you're a person on this planet that I'm feeling comfortable with.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like we can rest easy that Taylor is a youth just with her feet on the goddamn ground.
Grounded youth.
You're a grounded youth.
Or just super uncool.
They may be one in the same, but it's both are great.
Right?
You know what I mean? Great attributes.
Like, oh, no, I do have a... Okay, I have one that I do like, mostly because... So my youngest sister, who's in high school, sent us a meme picture that a bunch of people use for... Like, I don't know if this counts as a meme, but it's like a photo everyone uses for... And it's like Zac Efron from like one of the High School Musical movies. I think it was the second one where he's like... singing really like passionately, and it's very funny to me.
Okay.
And I don't remember the meme. This is not a good answer.
No, it's a good
this
answer.
This is the last thing closest to a meme that I can think of. And I know I've sent them to people. I just don't remember
the context.
I don't. Yeah, they're not significant enough to me. In fact, the last time I remember sending a couple memes in a row, my youngest sister, to like our group chat, my youngest sister was like, Tay, you're sending us a lot of memes. Are you okay? I was like, I'm sorry. No, I'm sad. Yeah.
No, I'm sad.
You just had like an hour where you memed out.
Yeah, I did.
The rest of the time, you're like,
they're like,
are
you on Tumblr again? I'm like, meme.
Who is your favorite pop singer?
Oh, gosh.
Or something along those lines.
My favorite pop singer? I don't know.
T-Swift, Gaga.
I do like Taylor Swift, and I feel like I shouldn't because I feel like everyone thinks she's evil now. But I do like
that's
her.
A stretch.
Like, right? But everyone is like, she's so manipulative and conniving and she tricked Kanye. And like, there's just always some horrible thing about Taylor Swift online now. And I'm like, just let me like something.
But right. But like, she's no Chris Brown.
Right? She didn't hit anybody.
Right.
She wrote damaging song lyrics, but that's different.
It's kind of true. It is different.
I think I connect, like, because I feel like if I had that talent and I had that reach, I would absolutely write songs about my exes. Like, 100%. The clip you played where I was talking about my boyfriend telling me other people cheat,
like said hello to him on the
Starbucks. That was a real thing that happened. So I feel like I'm vindictive.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have the same screw loose in my head. So when I hear those songs, I'm like, you get him.
Take him down.
I don't care if he deserves it.
Yeah.
This is great art. Like, it's very embarrassing. I don't know that she's like my favorite pop singer, but I do like her.
I like her too. You know, and if she was listening to this, which I'm sure she is, she'd of be course. Like, I'm just going to shake it off.
Yeah.
I'll shake it off.
Yeah.
She's going to be fine.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not worried about Taylor.
No, I don't think anyone is. She's going to be great.
Good. Okay, good. Yeah. Well, great. We learned a little bit more about you.
Thank God.
Thank God. We learned, we needed that information. And I feel we've learned a lot.
All right. So tell us about content.
Content.
And why it disappears in a blip these days, now, with the youths.
With the youths. Yeah. I did a weekend at the Irvine Improv a couple, I want to say, it wasn't too long ago. It was in the last couple months. And like we were doing the Sunday night show and there was like a YouTuber that had like a show in the afternoon that was like sold out at 4 p.m. And all these kids had been there and it was this big deal. And it was this person I'd like never heard of in my whole life.
Do you know their name?
Oh, I think it's Olin Rogers. I looked it up. See, you had no idea, right?
No.
He's got like almost a million subscribers on YouTube. All so right. There are bigger YouTubers. But
he's
again,
doing all right.
Yeah, but I'd never heard of him. He posts like funny vlogs, like funny stories.
Okay.
And now I guess he like goes on tour and like performs those funny stories or tells stories. So it's like, it's basically like stand up, but not really because obviously on YouTube, it's different. Like when you're telling stories and vlogging, like they have the like quick cuts and there's a very specific cadence and it's a very different thing.
Right. Your editing is doing a lot of your impact.
Your timing.
And your timing. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Because you can't do that on stage. That would be weird if you were just like, so I'm going here. And then it's like you couldn't turn. That was a physical bit for everyone listening at home. It went over great here in the studio. But yeah, we were just talking about how, you know, how big YouTubers are getting and the fact that like Vine went under and how there's really like, we don't know if that's going to get replaced, but I think it has been replaced. I think it's just been replaced by like Snapchat and like Instagram story and all that stuff. But all that stuff disappears in 24 hours. So it's almost like you have to keep churning out all of this material and all of this content, which is obviously going to be not as good as something you work hard on for a long time. But then that just disappears anyway. So it almost doesn't matter. But it's almost more important to be consistent rather than really good.
Right.
Which is so strange to me. But it seems to be like quantity is more important than quality now.
Right. So how long would it take you to craft an act?
Oh my gosh. I mean, how long? What, like an hour? Like an hour of material?
Sure.
Because I feel like I've been doing this, you know, since I was 16. I mean, 7 years now. I mean, I say more like five because the first two years is in high school. So you say 5 years and I'm just now like, okay, I probably have an hour of material that I'm proud of. But even then, it's not like as good as someone who's been doing it for 10 years who has an hour of material. So like, yeah, if you compare to getting on stage every night and like multiple times a night to get an hour of jokes that you like, that's like, that's a long time. But
it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually making me feel emotional right now. No, it honestly is. The idea of like someone who's crafting their art for you have 5 years, which is low. Like that's a small number compared to, let's say,
someone who's been doing, mm-hmm. you know, who's older than you, who's exactly. been doing it for 10 or 15. Mm-hmm. People may not even know who they are, right? Mm-hmm. And they've spent all of this time, all of these hours out on the road at open mics crafting their act, mm-hmm. which might be an hour, let's mm-hmm. say. And I'm imagining young kids coming up right now going like, well, what's the return on that? If I can sit in my room and in 15 minutes, mm-hmm. you know, 2 minutes, 30 seconds, whatever it is, do, you know, scream and act goofy, mm-hmm. tell a story, cut it up on through iMovie and spit it out every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes away. So nothing's really, it's not that important. You know, mm-hmm. it's not like it has to be great every time or, mm-hmm. you know, it's just.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, obviously YouTube's a little different because those don't disappear necessarily. But I feel like in order to be a successful YouTuber and like build up an audience, from what I've read and from what I've heard from people, it's like you have to upload at least one video a week, which I mean, to put up like a funny, popular video that's like, what, 5 minutes? Like even once a week, like that's kind of impressive. That's kind of a lot. But just like the sheer volume and consistency seems almost more important than just like doing a really good sketch or something or taking yeah. a long time to film something with like professional equipment and, you know, somebody who knows what they're doing. Like so many YouTubers, I feel like just do like shots of their face in their house and they're just like, so I don't really have anything to talk about this week. So we're going to like open some fan mail or we're going to paint my room or something like that. And it's almost like people just want to like hang out with people mm-hmm. online now, mm-hmm. which is why I feel like, you know, Instagram story and Vine and like Snapchat are so popular. Not Vine anymore, obviously, but you can just like check in with people or like the live video stuff. I don't get the live video stuff.
Like the Facebook
Live. Facebook Live. Facebook Live, at least you can go back and watch the Facebook Lives.
Yes.
But like Instagram Live, like that's not. That you can't go back and watch that. They send you a notification that's like, your friend is live. Catch it before it ends. And that's like entertainment now for people. Like people get on and they watch them live and they're like, oh, that's what they're actually doing right now. But it's not anything like prepared or interesting. It's just like, we just want to hang out with these personalities that we've seen on social media.
So do you partake in any of it? Do you do like Instagram stories or?
I do Instagram stories. Yeah. Mm. I don't think I put content on Instagram stories. I just use it like for fun. But I don't really use Snapchat anymore now that Instagram story is a thing. I know people who adapted and like use both religiously and they're very good about that. And people who do like bits on Snapchat and like have like characters and like and they're really funny. I just don't have the
right.
the talent to do that, I don't think. But I never did you guys do Periscope at all before it went away?
Is it gone?
We tried
yeah,
it like
Periscope
twice.
Is gone, I think.
Didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know?
Yeah.
We never talked about it.
Hmm. Yeah.
Poor Periscope.
I feel like you should have told me, Emily.
I just assumed maybe you knew.
I didn't know.
I'm sorry.
Things are coming and they are going.
They're going.
Yeah.
They're coming and going.
Well, it's because an existing powerhouse platform takes the idea and
yeah.
does it, like Facebook Live.
Right.
Yeah. You That's know. So crazy to me. Like, how do they just do that?
Yeah.
They
how
buy
do they just
out.
Blatantly take it?
They buy them out.
Do they, though?
I don't know. No. Not for
parents. I don't think they do.
Probably Damn. Not. Yeah.
See, that's so weird. See, this is how bad I am at being. I'm genuinely asking these questions.
Do you guys
understand.
Remember Chat Roulette?
Yes.
Yeah.
I kind of wish someone would bring that up. I mean, besides the I don't want to see the penis. Like, that I feel
yeah.
like happened a lot when you were
right.
just like. But it was kind of like this interesting, weird, like pen pal moment where you're like, wait, you're in Spain and I'm in New York? You know,
yeah.
it was just like bizarre.
And, oh, because, like, I'm thinking Instagram, if you go on that search feed, you can see a whole bunch of, but you're actually one-on-one.
Chatting.
You're chatting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It was kind of cool.
it is kind of cool. I'm sort of surprised they haven't brought that back.
Well,
it'll be the next Pokemon
Facebook.
Go.
Yeah.
You know, I think that I feel so sad.
Oh boy.
About
she I is really emotional
it's
today.
Really no, I just listening to I know I'm circling back, but imagining the craft is that you may be like the last stand up. It's just it will die out.
Yeah.
Or something else will happen, but the return on the investment in these modern times is just not there for probably people coming up right now. I think that there's too many other quick solutions. And I'm curious, you know, to see will that continue? Will stand-up comedy, the way that it's been done for however many years, continue?
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know. That's an interesting question because I've never really thought about that where I was like, is stand-up just going to, the way we know it now or the process going to die out? Because it is different now. I feel like you have to be better at more things just like, to do stand-up.
Like what?
Like, I feel like in like the good old days, you know, you just worked as much as possible into the road and got as good as possible being on stage,
right,
and built up an audience that way. And now it's like that's not enough anymore. You have to be creating online content. You have to be on social media all the time. Like, I do social media, I think, for a person who wants to be in the entertainment industry, I think I do the bare minimum and should probably be better about that, because it's like you just have to be always creating something for people to look at. Like, I get so many messages from people who are like, why don't you have more videos on YouTube? And I'm like, because I'm not going to put everything online. Like, I can't do that, because then there'd be no reason
for people to come out and
to
see
come
you.
Watch me. Yeah. Or people would come out because they'd seen all those videos and then they just know everything that I talk about. Like, I'm not good enough yet to just put a new hour on every year or something. Like, I'm Louis C.K. or Bill Burr or something. But yeah, it's like this insatiable need for content. I mean, I feel like now everybody has a podcast. Everybody has social media. Well, I mean, like, people have podcasts specifically to get people to like come to their shows, not like just to have a podcast. You know what I mean?
By the way, we have a show coming up.
No, it's true, you know, and like television is changing rapidly. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are not, actors are not going to be, you know, there's not the money that there was 10 years ago for actors and TV, but between commercials and just scripted television, you know, it's all gone in different places. Mm-hmm. It's just changing so much. And yeah, I mean, more will be revealed. You may be the last comic standing.
Finally.
Oh, beautiful. Taylor, just tell people where they can find you online.
You can find me at ttomcomedy.com. I am at ttomcomedy on Instagram and at Taylor Tomlinson on everything else. The reason I am at ttomcomedy on Instagram is because there is a girl on Instagram who, her name's not Taylor Tomlinson. Mm. Her name's Taylor. And she likes someone from that was in One Direction, There was someone in One Direction with Tomlinson, right? Mm-hmm. And so she has an Instagram with like five pictures of her, like her favorite pictures of this dude. And it says at Taylor Tomlinson. And she's like, I'm going to marry him one day. Hasn't posted in years. Can't get that name. Don't know how.
Have you shook her down?
I don't think I sent a message, but you can't do anything else besides send a message. And if they haven't logged on and long, they're not going to see it.
Bish, if you're listening, give our girl Taylor her name.
Oh, man, that's a real rub.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
OMFG. I enjoyed her.
Oh, I mean, worth the wait.
Absolutely.
I would wait again.
Maybe another 2 years, 2.5 years. She gives me hope.
I know, just so normal.
Normal.
God bless.
You know, I think you have a baby about to come out and join us. And it's nice to... isn't that refreshing, like, to see a gal in her early 20s, career on track, not sending nudes.
Apparently, I just have to move to Modesto.
Right, that's where she's from. Yeah. Well, easy enough.
Hey, here we come.
What's the commute?
No, but that was nice to hear her take on short form content.
Yeah.
Which, you know, honestly, it feels like, especially working in media, that like short form stuff gets kind of like crammed down your throat as like this great savior of so many things. And it's just kind of like, I'm exhausted by it.
Short form being any kind
quick
of
videos.
Quick videos under.
Everyone wants something to go viral. You know, it's like, just like, oh, I'm just seriously tired.
Well, it's a lot of yelling. Yes. You know, the idea, because she had mentioned one of those Viner YouTubers having a live show before hers. And I just imagine a lot of yelling and high energy.
Antics. Probably like props, a lot of props.
It just feels very exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah. Come at me with a good joke any day, Taylor. I'll take that over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any day. Great. So we have a listener comment here.
Yeah.
From Scarlett O'Helna. Ooh, I love that name.
It's a good name.
Where was at OMFG Pod with that crack differentiation hot tip when I was 23?
This was the Jonathan Van Ness episode.
That's right.
Where he taught us the difference between crack and cocaine. And there seems to be a yellow tinge to the crack.
That's correct.
Which is important to know.
So I am so sorry, Scarlett, that that happened to you at 23. We're going to put you in our prayers tonight.
Prayer list alert. You guys, you know what? Thank you so much. Every time you reach out to us, it warms our hearts.
Tickles our tits.
Enlightens our vaginas. So thank you. And please reach out. We are on Instagram and Twitter at OMFGpod.
You can find us up on Facebook, y'all, at Earwolf OMFG.
March yourself over to iTunes, search OMFG, subscribe, review, and then go ahead and leave us a sweet comment because we like it.
We read them. We're sad. I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
Thank you, guys.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. Every week, my co-host Frank Santopadre and I take a fun look back at the movies, music, and TV shows we love and the performers we grew up watching. People like Dick Van Dyke.
I'm very impressed.
Adam West.
Thank you, Gilbert Grape.
Bruce Dern.
Well, thank you, sir. I much appreciate the intro.
Jessica Walter. Ron Liebman. Our pal, Dana Gould. Ira Glass.
Wow.
Matthew Broderick.
Thank you for that lengthy introduction.
Yeah, Bob Einstein.
What an introduction.
Welcome, our pal, Chevy Chase.
Oh, hi. Hey, thank you, Gil.
Gilbert Gottfried's amazing colossal podcast, right here on Earwolf.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.